three-domain demo, the IIR case. Our analysis methods can be classified into three domains of representation: the N domain or time domain, the omega domain or frequency domain, and the Z domain. This set of movies exhibits the three domains for the IIR case and shows the effect of moving one or two of the poles in an IIR filter. The demo contains seven movies that show how the frequency response and impulse response of different IIR filters will depend on the movement of the poles and zeros in the Z domain. The pole can be moved either radially or angularly around the unit circle. Radial pole movement in the Z domain is accompanied by a dramatic change in the peak of the frequency response due to that pole. This is illustrated in two of the movies, one for a second order filter, the other a fourth order filter. If you watch the fourth order movie closely, you will notice that one peak changes quite a bit while the other one is less affected by the pole movement. This can be explained by noticing that a pole near the unit circle affects the frequency response only for a small frequency region near that pole, at least when the poles of the filter are not too close to each other. The other movies show angular pole movement around the unit circle. In these cases, the location of the frequency peak changes position, especially when the pole is close to the unit circle. Finally, one movie shows zero movement, which has less of an impact for an IIR filter. However, a zero can cancel a pole, so when the zero gets close to a pole, it tends to cancel out the frequency peak caused by that pole.